I just want to share a few things with us that God has impressed in my heart for some time now. It has been a burden, and I just believe that as God has opened my eyes to these things, He will bring revelations to us in Jesus' name. So I want us to open to the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. I'll read verse 6. It says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores," verse 7, he said, "He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those who walk uprightly." I read verse 6 and 7 again. It says, "For the Lord gives wisdom," from where? "From His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright, and He is a shield to those who walk uprightly." Let us move to the book of Ephesians. We know where Ephesians is. The New Testament. Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1. I'll read from verse 15 to verse 19. Or less 18. It says, "Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Lord our God Jesus Christ, the Father of all of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power." And this morning, sorry, I don't know. Hallelujah. This morning, I just want to share this with us. Men of insights. Insight. INSIGHT. Men of insight. We're going to be looking at two different... There's so many of them in scriptures, but we're going to be looking at two different, one from one particular group of people from the Old Testament and a particular group of people from the New Testament. All is scripture. I checked the word insight. I think I've heard of a lot of foresight, insight, hindsight. That's the H-I-N-D. But the one of insight, it's kind of like a continuous thing. Like in every phase, it is expected that you have that. Foresight, you're able to see ahead, right? Insight, irrespective, as long as you're existing in the present, you should be able to. Men of insights. Insight is the capability, the capacity that one has, the ability that one has to be able to know something accurately about something or someone. That you have that capability, the capacity to be able to accurately know something about someone and about something. For those of us that have cars, a good mechanic can hear the sound of your engine and tells you what's wrong, right? For mothers in the house, you can look at your child and know that something is wrong. For farmers, they look around and they say, "Wow, I think it's time for me to start planting." There are so many things. If you're a professional, for those of us that have, we look at computer, there's sometimes they will ask you, "Are you a beginner?" Right? What's the next one? intermediate, then the next one is professional. If you now say you are professional and your true self is before beginner, what will happen to you? Error. Men of insight. There's a particular set of people. Time will fail us to do a lot of scripture opening at this time. But in the book of Chronicles, there were some unique men. They were separate, different at different times. A lot of people were coming when David needed people to walk with him. The Bible says that some of the men, is it of Gahi that came? He said their face was like, when I saw it, I was scared. He said their face was like lion. I don't know how somebody's face can be like a lion. Like, you know when that face is like that. He said they had mastered the skill of using spear and shield. And I saw those things. I thought about the word of God, the sword of the spirit, and the shield of faith. But there were some other people at the other side. The Bible talks about the men of Issachar. The men of what? The Bible says that they understood what? The times and what? They knew what? What Israel ought to do at that time. They did not fail. I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I have insight of the time and the seasons that we are in? Am I aware of what is going on? There were some other people in the book of Acts. They had an encounter with Paul. The Bible called them the Berean Christians. These were people that when they heard words, they didn't just hear the words and they just like, okay, this is the one that flew around. Then say, make we. Them say, have you heard a lot of them say this time in this season? Them say, now so they can't talk, say. They can't say. They sent to you, you sent to another person. Them say. But what did these people have in unique? They took time to do what? Search the scripture. David said, your word have I hidden in my heart that I not sin against you. The Bible calls us the stewards of the mysteries. And until we get to that level, what we are doing, we're just parabolating, we're occupying space. Today there's a clarion call. A call for men that desire to have insight. Because if you don't have knowledge, the wind will blow you. If you're not grounded, take you away. Insight. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to go to the book of 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 4. We'll still go back to that Ephesians, but I just want us to go to that so that, because anytime I read that scripture, I ask myself like 1,001 questions. Verse 1. It says, let a man so consider us. Consider who? Who? Should he consider them? He said, let a man, any man, so consider us as what? Servants of Christ and as stewards of the mysteries of God. Last week, Dry Adam talked about light, sight. How many of us were here? Sight. Having the ability to see. The book of Isaiah says some they have eyes that they cannot see. I hope that is not our portion in Jesus' name. Stewards of the mysteries. The men of Issachar that understood, they had insight. The Berean Christian, it was not difficult for them to study God's word. Be truthful to yourself. If it is difficult for you to sit down and study the Bible, there's an issue. David said, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. Psalm 119, I think verse 37 or thereabout. The men of Issachar, they were stewards of the mysteries. The Berean Christians, they were stewards of the mysteries. Look at yourself now and ask yourself that question. Am I? Sincerely, answer. Truthfully, answer. Because the times and the season tells us that the coming of the kingdom of God is closer than when we first believe. It will be bad. It will be terrible. God forbid that any of us here that claim to be believers will miss it on that day. May it not be our portion in Jesus' name. But it's your walking now, your doing now, how you handle situations. That's what will determine it. If you will make it or you will miss it. What are your priorities? What would you rather do? Where would you rather be? What choices are you making? If I ask, if you know you're not born again here, stand up. Nobody might stand up. But what did the Bible say? It said, being born again. If you're born again, except you're born again, you cannot do what? Is that sight again? You cannot see the kingdom of God. He said, except you are born of the what? The water and the spirit. You cannot enter. This is the time for us to see. This is the time for us to work on our eyesight and have the ability to see. Because if you do not see, the grace to enter will not be there. Can be okay to psych yourself a little bit and make yourself feel that you're righteous than the next person. That's not what this is about. Nobody will defend anybody on that day. Because every man will fight his own. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Did he say own? I'm wondering. Please, I plead with us. Don't play game. Don't crucify Jesus again. Take this race serious. Don't play church. Don't pretend to be who you are not. Don't have a secret life that in the open you cannot boast of it. Because if every word that is written here will come to pass, then we should be careful. He says some people will say, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. He will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. May that not be our portion in Jesus' name. Arise, stewards of the mysteries. Make this walk with God intentional. Don't play church. Because the time that we are in are critical seasons. I heard this word early hours of Sunday last week. If God does not hear your voice, man cannot hear your voice. If God hears your voice, it will not be difficult for man to hear your voice. My body shook. Has God heard your voice? Has God heard your voice? The Bible says, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? The sons of God. Search yourself. I just want us to bow our hearts and begin to ask God, Lord, I come before you. With your light, search me through. And if you find anything that is not of you in me, Lord, now, deal. If you know you still have issues with praying, that you cannot pray, it's so difficult. 15 minutes is too far. Oh, watch it. If you cannot take time to study God's word, there will be a time that will not even be able to hold on to this. So it is what you have kept in your heart that will keep you. How have you fed your spirit? What have you fed your spirit? How energized is your spirit? The Bible says, if you fail in the days of adversity, your strength is weak. Arise! Watchmen. God is looking for those that are ready to go on with him in this time. People that will stand and say, yes, I am there for Christ. Lord, we ask for mercy, O God. Oh, Lord. Except you fill us, we cannot be filled. Except you have mercy on us, we cannot experience your salvation. Tell God, I'm tired of playing church, if that's your case. For some of us, we desire to go deeper, but we don't know how. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. It is easy for us to quote these scriptures when we feel that, oh yes, I want good shoes, I want a good bag, I want some things. Ask. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. Ask. It is possible for you to live a righteous life, for you to be upright, for the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened, that you will know. It is possible for you to be a steward of the mysteries of Christ. It is possible. It is not difficult. It is not difficult. It is not difficult. Mind you, he knows when you're real. So cry out. Lord, we ask for your mercy, O God. We ask for your mercy, O God. We ask for your grace, O God. We ask for your light, O God. We ask for your ability, O God. We ask for your strength, O Lord. We ask for that which only you can give. Oh, the Bible says that vain is the help of man. Don't trust in man. It says some trust in chariots, others trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. It's not possible for you to trust in the name of the Lord and you not live a righteous life. Trust. Those struggles that you have, those little foxes that is destroying the vine, deal with them so that they don't deal with you. In the east, Adosha. Arise, O God. Arise, O Lord. In your might, O God. Arise. Show yourself strong in our lives. We receive the ability to be intentional in our walk with you. Oh, Yakosi Lebandi Agota Lebradesha. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Ask for grace for the journey ahead. I heard those words. Ask for grace for the journey ahead. Ask for grace for the journey ahead. The Bible says that He goes before us and make crooked place straight. Ask for grace for the journey ahead. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you.